Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Showers. 51 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Showers. 49 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Rain. 50 degrees.
NA-PBF.
Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Rain. 50 degrees.
Fighting the traffic, that wet stuff again, if you figure out what the road is. I'm actually not haven't left the house yet. I've got to take take the dog to the vet. He's got to be there at 8, so it's about 15 minutes away, so I'm going to be probably here until you've reached work. Is the pupper okay with the checkup? Yeah, he's going in for dental teeth, getting his teeth cleaned, and he's got stanky breath, so hopefully we can get that taken care of. Do they gas him when they do that? Because I've never been able to successfully brush my dog's teeth, and he smells like he's dying and rotting from the inside because of it. I don't know, Wally did it. He says the breath of the dead went away, so that's cool. Hey, are you H? Anthony. How old are you now? 12, so I don't know if I want to start putting him through that. An opinion on all this, Anthony?
No opinion here. No dogs in my house.
Well, good morning. Yeah, my guy's got breath of the dead, so I'm going to take him in. They put him under completely, and then when they come out, I'm sure it feels like, you know, when you got to go in for something, you wake up all warm and fuzzy, and he'll just sleep. So, anywho, we'll see.
Good morning, Anthony. So I haven't talked to you in like a week.
Well, I don't know if you were on Thursday. I remember talking to Sean Thursday. But, yeah, I wasn't on Friday or yesterday morning. So, yeah, it's been a few days, that's for sure.
There you go. Yeah, I knew you'd be off Friday. You're always off on Fridays, but I didn't hear you yesterday. So, anywho, I was just telling Dakota I've got to run the pooch in at 8 o'clock, so I'm going to be sitting here at home for about another 15, 20 minutes before I even venture out. Then I got to go play repeater. I got to go run down to the Mount Clemens site and pull the GMRS repeater offline, and that'll be down for a while, just FYI.
What's getting done to it?
Well, you know, it has that crackle on receive that makes it pretty unusable when you get a little ways out, and it wasn't something simple. Mainly, I need that repeater for the new P25 repeater. So I've got another repeater for it in my car with me, but I got to go see Phil because it's not a Motorola. It's a Kenwood, and he has the programming software. And it's not just software. This one takes a programming device. So I'll have to run it over. It was Phil's birthday yesterday, so he was busy, but I'll have to run it over there and get it programmed up, tune the duplexers and all that, and I'll drop that in place of the one I'm pulling, because I'm pulling a Quantar from the new P25 machine.
I thought you were going to say that they cooked that repeater from all the radio checks and gifts.
And HD antenna talk. Don't forget the HD antenna talk.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so this Kenwood I had laying around, I was going to sell it. It's just sitting here. And I thought, oh, you know what? I'll just throw that one up there. Because that was the thing, is what am I going to put in its place? So this little Kenwood will be perfectly fine in that service. Oh, well, anyhow, so that's on my plate for the morning after I drop off the pooch. Well, that and a virtual meeting I've got to attend. So my morning's kind of planned out, but not getting started until later.
on a rainy day like today, I'll take a slow roll, so I'm jealous.
So, you're putting a P-25 repeater up. Is that, like, the code that Dakota and I need to go get P-25 radios now?
Nah, you know, I'd let me get it up and let's see how it plays and how it acts, but it's always been a niche thing. But if it gets up and gets cooking, I'll definitely let you know. I mean, I don't want you, you know, the thing is, I don't want anybody to run out and get P-25, because it's definitely a niche thing. We had it going, the 2.6 was mixed mode, P-25 and analog. And back before, you know, the All-Star was really cooking, and with the linked repeaters and all that, it was no big deal, right? Except for some people would come to the 2.6 and they would be, you know, going, just be your digital. So that kind of sucked. I don't want to do that now. With the network as big as it is and all the and everything connected and as many people that are using it, I don't want to be pulling it off in the P-25 land anymore. But back when we did have it, it was quite hot for a few, for a little bit. A lot of people ran out and got some radios and got on it. But I can't good conscience, recommend you go do that. But let's see, let me get the thing up, let me get it, all connected and everything, and let's see what we got. And maybe, but I'm just reluctant at this point. Does that make sense?
Totally makes sense. What are you putting it at the same site as the 2.6? Or where is it going?
I'm putting it in where the old 2.6 was. So about a mile away. Just one thing before I move it along. I may put this one up in mixed mode just so that everybody can run around and check its coverage on analog, and just allow it to be used in analog while we see where it shakes out. But that won't be anything that'll be permanent. So there may be an analog aspect to it initially.
WARCY, good morning.
Good morning, Donald. I'm not sure who gets it. Dakota definitely gets it after you, so go ahead and then pass it to Dakota.
We doing P-25 now? Gee, they gotta go out and buy an Apex, it sounds like. I got cardiologist at 8 o'clock, so I just thought I'd chime in real quick and say good morning, and then I gotta run across the street. Good morning, Donald. My brief Googling, aren't the P-25 radios like nice HF radio territory as far as price?
Let me drop in again. Yes and no. If you want something newer, they're very costly. Like that APX, Motorola APX radio I run around with is literally prohibitive. You can't touch one for under about $4,000 or $5,000. That's ridiculous. But, the previous generation radio, the XPS and the XDLs, yeah, pretty reasonably. The XPS portables, I've seen now dipping down into the 2s, and there are other tricks as well. The XDL mobiles, I think similar. Wally just bought a couple of them, and I think he got a pretty good deal on a couple. He bought VHF instead of UHF, but, they're monobanders. You can get, handheld control heads, things like that, so... But if you stay with the previous generation, the XDS and the XDL, you get a really great radio, but they've been deprecated in public safety service, so they're out there.
Sean, is this going to be UHF or VHF?
This one's going to be UHF, 442.0125.
Again, I should have pulled the trigger on an APX 2 weeks ago, but it didn't play. Well, that's out of my league. I'm still trying to get my Motorola got sold last week. But I'll be doing that probably tomorrow. All right, I got to check out. I just got to jump in and say good morning real quick. I got to jump in the shower, and then I got to take that long haul across the street to Beaumont Urgent Care. Through the cardiology thing, so everybody have a great day. I don't know about the rain or anything like that. I haven't even looked outside yet, so. All right, blessings to everybody. Be safe on the road. To those who do, we'll catch up with you later. W8RCY. All
right, Donald, have a good day. We'll catch up with you later. Yeah, Sean, okay. I see what you mean. The previous gen is the way to go because it's substantially cheaper.
Unfortunately, all of the Motorola stuff that I come across is either 800, 900, or in a rare case, it's VHF. So finding a UHF, even in the XTS stuff that I see, or XTL, is like the holy grail.
Well, they are out there. APX, like I said, are the great ones, but keep your eye open for UHF, XPS, or XPLs. Now, there is a VHF. TJ, one of my business associates, he's got a VHF P25 machine in Detroit downtown with a satellite receiver in Mount Clemens. So there's that. Now, I have a satellite receiver for mine as well that I'll probably put up at Mount Clemens, so it'll be worn with a Mount Clemens receiver. So there's that. So it's probably going to work as good as the 2.6 does, or relatively close to the 2.6 coverage with a satellite receiver that I could put in at any number of places, probably Mount Clemens.
I'll go down the rabbit hole today of these P25 rigs.
Let me get it up and running, make sure that it's worthwhile.
Dakota just needs something to take up his time other than work today. I don't think he's buying today. He just needs to spend his whole day looking at P25 radios.
Knock on wood, it's been relatively quiet, so I have a little bit of time to kill, yes.
Hey, BMS. Here it comes. Go ahead, Lance.
I just was going to throw it out there. I do have a UHF XTS that's up for grabs, so... If anybody's interested, you can message me in the Discord.
Yes, Lance lives in the land of VHF P25. There is no UHF P25 outside of the one I'm going to put up. So, now that he's moved.
I don't understand why the new ones are $4,000.
The new ones are more than $4,000.
Oh, yeah, $4,000 is used. Now, a monobander could probably be had for less. I'm talking about, when I say $4,000 or $5,000, I'm talking about the multibander, like I carry the APX 8000, you know, which is the holy grail. I mean, if I could only have one radio, that'd be it. But that's a lot of money for a portable.
Dakota, I've got a 7,000 in at work before. that had clearly been in a car fire, and it was melted, and the knobs were melted off, but you could still turn the post. I put a battery on it, and it still worked. They're basically bomb-proof.
I mean, I guess for the purpose they serve, yeah, it makes complete sense.
Good morning, man.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ben. So, all right, gentlemen, let me just jump out of here right now. I got to go get the pooch ready and throw him in the car and all that good stuff, and I'll be on the road for the heading for the vet here in a minute. For those joining us late, it's a routine maintenance. He's getting his oil changed and tires rotated and all that good stuff. W8FU, I'll be back in a few.
All right, yeah, I'll catch you later. Ben, good morning. Anthony, I got to clear out as well. I just pulled into the parking lot here. 7:30 is go time. So I will catch everyone later. Have a good day. N8DBM.
Sounds good. I'm not far behind. How you doing, Ben?
Doing great, Anthony. It's been a while. Long time not hearing you. You guys are about 20 minutes ahead of me. I get in the car, and you're just kind of wrapping up. I was interested in listening to the tail end of that moto conversation. They're great, but the thing is, programming is such a biatch. I just don't even, that's going to do the thing, right?
Hey, Ben, I got to take a phone call. I'll catch up with you soon.
All right, brother. You guys all have a great day. Wish for you. WGIO.
I think Lance is still in there, Ben. I will say this. It's different, right? But I've been doing it my whole life, practically, and, well, since the 80s. And so most of my life I've been doing it. And I've evolved with their weird kind of way of doing things, the hierarchical, you know, hierarchy of their, you know, their thought process and how they, you know, they do things today because of the way they were doing things back in the day, and, you know, it just evolved, and so now you see a lot of that in their programming method, even to this day. So I guess it's easier for me because of that. Like, if you take the DMR radios, they're completely different. I wouldn't say I struggle with them, but they are not comfortable for me. Whereas the P25 and most of the analog radio products, provided they use the RSS that I'm kind of familiar with, the commercial stuff, the LMR stuff, is once you kind of get the gist, it's pretty easy. But yeah, their stuff does have a lot of legacy stuff going on. All right, I'm going to turn it over to Lance, and I will be back out here in a few minutes. W8FU.
Yeah, that's not terrible. I mean, it's a little learning curve, and you can figure out DMR, you can figure out P25.
Yeah, for sure. You guys have been doing this your entire professional career, so that's a no-brainer. Just, you know, idiots like me trying to figure it out from scratch. It's, I look at that and I'm just, I'm sort of mystified. I can use programming software pretty easily. In fact, I picked up an old Windows 7 laptop, a big old brick, just in case. But, and I wouldn't even know where to start. It'd be a tough one, so I'd have to lean on the crew for some assistance. But, yeah, always up for a challenge for sure. I'm going to cut out, too, as well, so I will catch you guys later. Everybody have a fantastic day. Try and stay dry. Easier said than done. Whiskey 8, Golf India, Oscar, clear.
It helps to have a sample to look at, too. I got my radio from Sean already programmed, and then I could take what he did and kind of modify it and put it what I need. Helps to have a good reference to start from. 7-3, this is ABU.
RUH. I don't know if anybody's left out there. Just got off the phone.
Yeah, I think everybody bailed. I'm still out here.
Everybody fired up now to get Motorola still. It'll be interesting if Sean gets that running and it has good coverage. I don't know what it'll do for me because I can't hit the 2.6 without being on a mobile. So I don't know if it'll make sense for me to get involved in it, but it'll be cool to have another mode out there that we can use.
Yeah, when he added mixed mode on at the old site, I mean, I feel like it had pretty good coverage, even with just an HD. I want to say I just had, had a quarter wave on the roof that I would plug the HD into, and I was in it all the way up at Hall Road and whatnot, but I don't remember exactly. It's been a few years.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I've never messed with that, so something new to play with and new toys to buy, I guess. There's always that way to look at it.
Yeah, I got a second HD because the ex-wife said she wanted to get her ticket, so got her all ready for her to go, and she never pulled the trigger, and so I got an extra HT on me now. I haven't really used it since Sean set it up.
Ah, okay. Now, you're up closer to the Flint area than down here, and Sean said they're all VHF. Did you get a VHF radio now too, or you still just have the UHF radio?
I haven't pulled the trigger on a VHF. I just haven't felt the need for that. They're also there's plans to put a UHF machine up in Flint, so we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, it's one of the things that I wouldn't mind doing is getting a VHF machine, but. All the ICOM to do it, but the 5100 actually will crossband into P25, so even though it's not a P25 radio, it's just, I've actually talked to WAAE on P25 from VHF, I was on the UHF handheld talking to the VHF repeater in Detroit.
Oh, that's cool. Maybe just the 5100 does, because it still has some digital aspects to it. It's D-Star, but I don't think, because I have a 2730, I don't think it's capable of doing that, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, we never really figured out what radios wouldn't do it, because I tried it with my my Team V71 and it wouldn't do it, but I'm not sure if maybe some of the Fusion mobiles would crossband it, but it just all depends on the filtering and whatnot if it's getting the full signal. But I know the 5100 works.
Well, that's pretty cool. I've thought about buying one of those 5100s. Because it does some cool stuff that my 2730 doesn't do, but eventually, I mean, that radio's been out for a long time. They're going to eventually have to upgrade it or have something new come out with it, so I've never pulled the trigger on it. And I really like my 2730, so I don't really have a need to replace it.
Yeah, ICOM's been out in the woods with their radios or somewhat. I don't know what they're doing. They really need to, you know, at least put a color screen on the 5100, you know, just do a Mark II or whatever, and free it up like the rest of the fleet and get the nice color screen. But they're out building, SHF radios, and it's like, you know, who's gonna be using 10 gigahertz?
Yeah, I think there's probably, it'll come sooner than later. There's got to be a lot of pressure out there in the marketplace with, you know, there's some newer Yaesus that are out. There's a new mobile flagship Kenwood radio that's coming out. So eventually they're going to have to do something.
Yeah, I'm interested in Kenwood. I don't know. I really like my TMB-71, and now that I've gotten in the packet, I'm kind of kicking myself for not getting the D710, but when I got the 71, I didn't even know what pack it was. So. that 750 looks like it'll be nice. We'll see if it's worth the price or not. I'm guessing it's probably not going to be, but we'll see. The problem with ICOM and Kenwood is amateurs, not really their bread and butter. It's commercial and aviation.
Yeah, and I think ICOM's really into marine radios, too. I mean, not that there's a huge market for that, but they both those companies definitely span the market into all different verticals. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. It'll have to happen in the next couple of years that they'll come out with some new whiz-bang mobile units, maybe even handheld. So, I don't know. I think there's a lot of technology out there that they're not taking advantage of. You know, just a lot of programming abilities, Bluetooth, things like that, that it's like, man, what are they doing? They gotta bring these radios up to date.
They get their hands in all the different markets, and Kenwood, they don't even have a mobile right now. It's everything's all obsolete. But they really need to freshen up some things, but it takes time and development to get them up to the quality.
Yep. Hey, I'm pulling into the office right now, so I will catch up with you soon. This is KURUH. I'll be clear on your final.
All right, I still got 28 minutes left, so this rain's probably slowing things down. 7-3, it's just ABA1.
Well, he's whining. He knows he's going somewhere, and he seems apprehensive.
Oh, those pooches are smart. I hear he's just going to get his teeth brushed.
This is full cleaning, so they put them under and then do the whole cleaning and everything. And he's never had this before, so they got to do blood work and stuff because they got to do, you know, general anesthesia or whatever they call it, you know, put them under.
And as they get older, they start getting the bad teeth.
He's had the breath of the dead for quite some time. And then I discovered that this was a thing. I should have figured. So I'm going to go see what it does.
So you got to play repeater roll out over there?
Do what?
You gonna play repeater roulette or, I don't know, the shuffle game?
Oh, yeah. So I got a Quantar running GMRS service out of Macomb. So that's a big waste. And I got a couple more Quantars, but they've got varying issues, little issues I got to deal with. I'm working on that. But I still need a Quantar for Romeo, although Romeo's performance hasn't motivated me to get one running for it. But this absolutely needs a Quantar, right? So now it's time to pull this out of GMRS service. I've got a Kenwood analog repeater I can throw up for GMRS because, like, who cares?
I thought Romeo was already mixed mode with the Quantar, I don't know. Could you swap that out at some point?
Were you asking, is it going to be mixed mode? Because I probably, at initial deployment, yes, for testing, you know, purposes, you know, while people slowly transition, if they decide they want to get involved, you know, and then we'll hit some point where, you know, I'll turn off the mixed mode, maybe, we'll see. But probably initially deployed with mixed mode like the old T6 used to be.
No, I was saying, I thought Romeo, when I was down there, was mixed mode already on a Quantar. You're saying it's not on a Quantar now, and it gets swapped out at some point?
Oh, no, I never did that. That was the plan. The plan was always to throw a Quantar in there, running at mixed mode. All the machines were going to be Quantars running mixed mode. And I've got the Quantar in at Richmond, but I never did get one in at Romeo. Romeo is an XPR DMR machine. So I want to get that out and replace that with, I don't know. I really haven't even decided what to do there yet. This is just a lot. You know, and that starts to get into plans. So that might even be game for something completely different. Who knows? I don't feel it really offers a whole lot to the network.
I'm going to switch to Phil's machine here, but yeah, maybe that's what it was. If you had it in the TDS, the P25, but it was still just analog.
Right, yeah, that was never anything more than just a listing. You know, I never had the equipment for it up and running, so. Anyhow, that site gives me butt pucker. I don't know why it seems like when we had it running on that old crappy Station Master that was up there from the 80s that was swept bad, I was getting better performance out of it than I'm getting with the the folded dipole. Now, I realize the folded dipole I got up there is a 4-bay, so, you know, that's what, at best, a 5 to 6 dB antenna, and the Station Master was probably, you know, closer to 10, but that doesn't seem like enough, you know, because I remember guys would run that Romeo machine, they'd run 69. Quite a good clip, almost in the Port Huron on it. So, but, yeah, it's just, I don't know. One of these days, thought about replacing the hard line and putting a DD420 up there and all that, but I'm underwhelmed with the performance, so the enthusiasm to do that, it's a lot of work, got a lot of coordination to do that.
Yeah, I'm going to spend all the money. It's free for not.
pretty bad too, so. But I am moments away from the stop, and he's supposed to be there at 8, so pretty much right on time. Well, go ahead and try it again. This may be close to my last. Oh, you have found the end of your rope for whatever machine you're on. I'm at my location for all extension purposes. We will, be back in a bit. W8FU.
Good morning. 0800 hours. Showers. 50 degrees.
All right, now we wait. Wait for what? Wait for them to call my doggy in for his appointment. Oh, I thought you were waiting. Not yet. I gotta drop the pooch off for his dental appointment, and then we'll be searching for Starbucks, perhaps. You're really weak into the system right now. Which one are you on?
Into my machine now, but listening on dot 6.
That sounds good. Where you at?
I'm in, just going through Pontiac down the way to work.
Alright, yeah, I have some tough spots, and Pontiac's hitting this for me. But it seems like things are down just a little bit, like that you were having that trouble. Although it's just you, so, you know, we can't rule that out.
Yeah, I tried two different radios, and they both, two different antennas. They both sound about the same, so, I don't know. Sounds like the coverage is a little bit reduced. And again, but it is wet and rainy right now again.
And the trees are starting to leave, so, they're all green and wet, so yeah, you know, that could be it. But Pontiac's always been kind of, you know, and that's kind of like the end of my rope, obviously. How do you hear it out there?
It's a little noisy, but full, you know, it's showing full scale on the meter right now. I'm on Woodward right next to the hospital, was it Cinco, or whatever they call it now.
Yeah, from there on out, you should be solid into the Warren, but so that's troublesome. Hey, whatever. So yeah, this morning I'm running up to the Mount Clemens site. I'm pulling the Quantar off GMRS so that I can do it up for the new B25 machine.
I got that 10 wood in the back of the car here that I need you to put on GMRS, and then I'll just, that's what I'll substitute in there. I'm not going to waste the Quantar on GMRS. And so that's that.
Okay, well, I'll be home this afternoon, probably between 2 and, let's see, I got a meeting tonight, I got to go to it, so probably be having dinner around 5:30-ish, so between 2 and 5:30 I'll be around if you want to bring it by.
I have to play it by ear. I got to pick him up at 4. I'm dropping the pooch off, and pick up at 4, so it may not work out. We'll get it sooner or later.
Yeah, tomorrow's out. Thursday afternoon or Friday afternoon may work also. So, or evening. So I'm going to be to those days, I think.
All right, yeah, if I can get to your house, you know, like right at 2 or very close, we can knock it out quickly so that I could get back here and pick the dog up at 4, then, you know, perhaps. But we'll play it by ear. But my week's really bad, too. I've got an empty shop tomorrow because everybody's in training. And then I got Bruce's last days on Friday. And so that's going to be kind of a lost day work-wise. And so it's just going to be tough to sneak it in otherwise. So I'm going to try, like hell, to be there at your place, you know, as close to 2 as possible. If it's any later than that, though, I'm pushing it too close to, you know, to get up there, get this done, and then get back down to 9 Mile and Mound to pick up my dog from the vet.
Okay. These people who think there's no such thing as momentum. People, you know, pull out in front of you and then go slow. Wow. I should be home right around 2. I got an appointment that I'm going to be leaving Birmingham probably right around 1:30-ish, 1:35-ish. Taking about 20 minutes to get home, so I'll call you when I leave Birmingham.
All right, sounds good. That'll be my goal. I'll shoot for that. And then hopefully that works out. That way, keep the machine the minimum downtime. I can wish it worked fine in that service. You know, I just got to get the All-Star, you know, connection to it, but you say you've got that information, so that should make it easy.
Yeah, all right, okay, I'm back on the 96 now. I'm at Squirrelly Road, I-75. Am I okay?
Yeah, there's a little popcorn, but it's fine. You're in good.
All right. Heavy today. Wow. The other day, last week, they were, Troy was pulling people over right and left for using the HOV lane. But, you know, then they go in and it goes right back the way it was. It's ridiculous. They got to get rid of this thing.
You ever take your pooch in for a dental, please?
So I do. They be up here.
That we doubled. What was that?
Sorry, say again?
I said we doubled. I was asking what you said.
Oh, okay. I just said, catch you later. I thought you got a phone call or something. Oh, they're out here again. Okay. All right, catch you later, 88 here.
Yeah, just every once in a while I just comfort the dog. He's a little nervous, so that's about that. All right, catch you later. I'll maybe talk to you this afternoon. Are you still got a little drive time, just out of curiosity? W8FQ.
I got about 8 minutes.
W8FU. All right, Tom, was that you?
Who else has the loudest mouth on the FBI network?
Well, that depends, but, yeah, anyhow. Just dropped my pooch off at the vet, so now I'm going to get going with my day. Although they told me they're going to do blood work. If there's any issues, they'll call me probably within the hour. So... Unless there's issues, they got them until 4.
Just gave like 7 or 10 miles last Thursday, so I feel for you.
Oh, it ain't me, it's my doggy.
Okay, then I feel for the puppy.
There you go. Anywho, so I'm going to get on the freeway here in a minute and head up to Mount Clemens. Got some work to do there, then into the shop and wait for Poochie to be ready. Although I'm going to try to get out, I'm going to try to meet Phil around 2 o'clock at his place so we could program up a old Kenwood repeater for him. He took a special interface box, and he's got all the equipment to do it, so I'm going to have him program up this Kenwood repeater for me.
Well, that works. Are we playing radios on Saturday, or are we going to pick another day? I know Wally asked me about doing some more connections.
We'll have to play it by ear. This is a tough week for me. I've got a guy retiring on Friday, so Friday's out. I've got my entire staff is in training on Wednesday all day, so I'll have nobody tomorrow. We're really short today. Thursday I've got an appointment with somebody out of the shop with one of my guys, so... It's just going to be a really tough week to get a lot done and prepped, but I'd like to get some cables made up, some 15-pin extension cables, and deploy those at Mount Clemens and Warren. That would be nice if we could accomplish that. Both of them require soldering the inside end after the run to save a lot of grief. I could hear you in there, but I'm just not making out what you're saying. Voluntarily. That's about all I got out of that. So, you are just not in a good spot. W8DDP.
Morning, Don.
Good morning. I figured I'd chime in and say hello. I'm actually on a morning schedule for now. We'll see what happens. Well, good morning, Don. Yes, it is interesting to hear you this early. Where are you at these days? Are you down here or are you up there? Oh, I'm down here staying at the girlfriend's, and she switched the days for this week. I don't know if it's going to be permanent or not, so I guess we'll see how that goes. let's see if Tom, was that Tom you were talking to? See if, whoever it was, see if they can hit it yet. Well, doesn't sound like you're making it yet. I'm real curious where you've been this last 5 minutes. Whatever it is, you're just not holding. Did you say, so the girlfriend, is that far from the folks? Not really. Probably Garfield and Hall Road area. Oh, hell, that's right where I'm going to be. I got to go to the downtown, pull a repeater, and then I get to the shop, but I'm looking to get out a little out of early, so I could, I dropped my pooch off at the vet, I gotta pick him up, and I gotta stop by and see Phil. In between all of that, it's quite a hectic little day, but I'm gonna be pulling the GMRS machine down here in probably within the next hour. Roger that. Yeah, actually, I'm heading to my parents now, and I'm on Shaner just before 17 Mile. There is the biggest snapping turtle I've ever seen on the grass right on the right side of the road going south. The thing had to have a 14-inch shell, man. That thing was huge.
Hold on.
Hola.
Clarkston and Stony Creek. Oakland Township, that's where I'm at. That's where it breaks up from Rochester.
So where were you when it was real marginal?
Rochester between 32 and Stony Creek.
All right, well, I don't feel bad about that then. Don?
Yeah, I'm wondering where you're at, Sean. You got a little bacon fry crackling going on, too.
I was on low power, and I'm up 94, getting into the Clem area.
Okay, that sounded better. All right, good, Tom.
Yeah, coming up 33 through Romeo, I lose the Romeo Tower right around the Paramount area. There starts to turn the grass to the Romeo. My west thing on one, the north got a higher top on it. And there, I checked in.
the UMP as I'm going to Mount Clemens, so. But I'm not there yet, so let me know if there's any issues. And, boy, I'm feeling like a breakfast sandwich or something this morning. I just want to get something decent. I don't know what. There's a McDonald's. Eh.
I just stopped at Tim Hortons and got the croissants, but they had these new scrambled egg and sausage boxes, like in a little probably hamburger box or something, and I almost got that, but I couldn't see how big they actually were. They weren't really on the menu. They were on that little thing as you pull up, so I passed on that and got the croissant sandwiches, but that's always a good option, T.O.'s.
A little shaky there, Tom. Yeah, you know, the problem with me is I got to watch the carbs, and I can eat, it's funny, because, like, I can have an English muffin and it doesn't spike me. You know, rye toast doesn't spike me. But if I do white bread or especially croissants, they send me to the moon. So, as good as they are, I can't do them.
Yeah, my dad's the same way. He's got one of those monitors now that he wears, and it goes to his phone, and it's interesting to see which foods spike that so much. You wouldn't think some of them would.
I just started rechecking my sugar in the past couple of days. The doctor's prompting. A1C last check was 5.7.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. Man, I'd love to have that. I'm up in the sevens right now, and I got to get it down. I mean, I might be down now, but that's where it was last we checked. And then I've been higher than that, so I really got to watch. I got this constant glucose monitor. Man, that was game-changing, like you were saying. Because, you know, in the past, I just had to assume anything that had carbs was bad. And anything that, you know, I mean, I know complex carbs are different, but, you know, it was just so hard to know, you know, unless you're sticking all the time, stick. With this thing, I can, you know, I can try something, you know, and that's where I found out. White toast, no. Rye toast, yes. I never knew that. I just avoided all toast. I figured all toast was bad, right? And, you know, potatoes, you know, that should be bad. I do potatoes really well. They don't seem to bother me. So that's a thank God, because, you know, rice kills me. You know, rice and some noodles. I can do noodles in moderation, but it's just really nice to have that monitor so that I can figure that all out so I just don't have to just cut everything out.
Yeah, since my dad got his monitor, he's actually was able to cut his medication and insulin level down, and same thing, he would have a bowl of cereal in the morning. I think it was Raisin Bran, if he was still on the same thing he's been doing all his life. And he had to cut that out, because that, with no sugar in it or nothing, would spike him way up in the morning. So, yeah, that is a game changer for sure. He's actually able to get his meds down, too, so you can make sure you're not taking too much. So, good thing. WHCPP.
Tell you what, Tom, if that's you, you are just not making it. It's not your day today. But that's okay, because I am in eyesight of where I got to go. I got to get out. I got to lug some equipment up a number of flights and pull a repeater. I'm not sure if I have a might have a backup for it there. I'm not sure. So if I'm anywhere the next half hour, it'll be on the 675. If I have a replacement, I can jack in real quick. Might be standalone because I don't have it interfaced anything, but I guess that's better than nothing, right? Anyhow, I'm going to make this my last. I'm almost to the site. W8FU.
All right, and I just pulled into my parents' driveway, so I'm going to run in and take my mom her breakfast sandwich and eat mine, and I'll be back out in a little while. W8CCC. Go ahead, Tom, and keep you there.
I'm at the top of the hill, 73 people, so we have an enjoyable day. I'll be in and out about 2 minutes from the office myself. So 73, talking to AJO.
Good morning, 0900 hours, rain, 51 degrees.
So I gotta stop someplace and pick something up on the way, and we have an office meeting that I'll probably not be on time for. Oh well, heartbroken. So that's it. Yeah, damp, yucky, dreary day.
Well, there you go. I'm doing a lot of running around today. Everybody's out and about, kind of short-staffed, and I've got a lot of running to do. Dropped off the pooch at the vet today, get his teeth cleaned, so he's doing that, so going to do some repeater work right now, and then I might blast out your way to meet up with Phil around 2 o'clock at his place, but I'm not sure everything's really kind of, it depends on how my next stop here goes.
Okay, I got most of that. Your audio is like set at a level 1. I'm turning up to 5 or something. You're real hard to. I got my volume all the way up, and it's not quite pulling you out on everything.
Okay, is this any better right here? Hello, Chuck.
It is much more modulated and clear. I thought something about being short-staffed and needing to fill it, too.
Yeah, I got a bunch of running around to do here this morning. I'm going to do some repeater work right now. And then I may be out your way, your neck of the woods, to meet up with Phil at 2 o'clock. It depends. It depends on the outcome of my next stop. Other than that, stomach's growling, looking for chow at some point. And might be out your way in the lunch slash, you know, or later realm. I don't know. So if you're out and about or ready for lunch or something like that in the Royal Oak area or going north, let me know. It may work out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm TBD right now. I had a... I have morning stuff here at the office, assuming I ever get there. And then afternoon. I had a social engagement that I was kind of giving myself today to do, and I got a phone call this morning that they had to cancel. One of the audio guys was going to host a meet of a number of guys that are retired, and I sometimes jump in with them if I can. And we're going to do a little off-the-record classical listening meet today, and he had a call this morning, and he's got water in his basement. It's like I'm pulling a carpet, and I have my speakers all moved over, and it's kind of an issue, so no meet today.
Okay, yeah. We've had a surprising amount of rain, water, these last few days. I've noticed places flooded out that I kind of scratched my head going, did we get that much rain? And then you hear things like that, and we certainly did. So, anywho, so I am in downtown in the Clem, desperately trying to find a parking spot. I did not bring my county whip, so I got to be careful where I park, lest I procure myself a slip of endearment. So this sucks. Ooh, is somebody pulling out? Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, 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 ooh. And it's a handicap. Ugh. Oh, man.
Well, just limp. I'm going to sign out. I am in downtown Birmingham, and I got to find a parking spot also. Probably in the parking garage. I just got to run in one place and pick up one thing. But it's not convenient to do that down here, so I got to pay attention to them. But I'll check in later if I'm back on the radar. Stay dry. QABB.
Alrighty, yeah, I'm just gonna putz around here, try to find a parking spot, and so I can get in and do some work. I should just go park. I should just go like Vulture for one. Alright, catch you later. Good luck finding a spot. W8FU. Well, it seems like you found parking. I'm still sitting here doing the circle.
Oh my gosh, I there was a spot right in front of the building I needed to go into, and I pulled right in, and I was amazed. And when I came out, there were actually two spots in this one. I drove right by one. Anyway, yeah, mission accomplished. That was easy.
So what Birmingham delicacy are you bringing to the shop?
No, it's an envelope of, I gotta go this way. It's an envelope of documents and a check. It is not a box of donuts. That would be nice.
See, I thought you were going to stop there and get goodies from the office meeting.
Yeah, that's above my pay grade.
Well, I don't think I'm going to get... I don't think I'm going to get in here. Man, this is a real problem. I have to go park in the building across the street in the parking structure. Go in over there, go through all that security hassle, then go down through the tunnel. Oh, man. I got gear to haul. Good grief.
Well, skip that and later and call it your workout today. See how that works?
Yeah, I think that's going to be... how I'm going to have to do it. It's just hauling this equipment's going to be a real chore. Maybe on the, I don't have as much going in as I have coming out, so maybe coming out I'll drop the stuff off by the front door of the other building, and then I'll go get my vehicle. And all right, let's see, I'm going to go in staff only. Hold on. Okay. Now I got to find a parking. You know, they built this multi-level parking structure here, and it's not much better. That thing, this thing is always just cram-packed with cars.
Yeah, that means a lot of people there. Good for the economy. So Wally was in, I figured he was going to say he was in Miami, or he was in Cuba, or the Dominican Republic, and St. Louis misery, but looks like he found a nice cigar shop. That's kind of cool.
I got to navigate a great parking spot here. Okie doke, I found a parking spot on plaza level, section B. Look at me go.
Well, it is Tuesday, so you can sign autographs. Autographs only on Tuesdays.
There you go. All right, I got to get out, load up, and start heading in. This is going to be a more of a chore than I was hoping, but it is what it is. I just, the dance I'm going to have to go through to get in is going to be a bear over on this side. This is where all the muckety-mucks are. You go, this, I park over here, the muckety-mucks are, just to get down to the basement, get in the tunnel, and head over to the building I need to go to, which is more regular folk. So I'm going to have to go through the, Gestapo with, Pampas, show you Pampas! I'll be back later. Enjoy your day. W8FU after yours.
Have fun. KHDB.
Good morning, 1000 hours, showers, 52 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours, cloudy, 52 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees.
W8FU, AB8PR.
B8LAX monitoring.
W8FU.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 59 degrees.
W8FU, AB8PR.
W8FU.
W8FU, AB8PR.
W8FU.
I didn't hear that. I am just coming in downtown Jack from the east.
You said you're just coming in. You're very noisy too. Try transmitting on my repeater listening here.
Okay.
Yeah, that's much better. So you're still coming by at round two, right?
I am in downtown Pontiac as we speak.
All right, I'm just leaving Birmingham, so take me about 25 minutes to get there. So right around two.
All righty. Well, I'll be there a little ahead of that. I wasn't sure, so that's how it worked out. So I'll see you there.
All right. Well, at least you were as noisy as I was. Apparently, I was. So now I know what you were hearing. Something's going on in that area. It's just not like it used to be, or has it always been like that?
Well, it's always been a little challenging, although I easily could carry this area pretty well. You know, it was spots. Now it seems to be kind of this whole area, so that could just be the difference between foliage.
I get there. ABAP.
Alrighty, I'm right downtown right now. Right underneath the is it Ameritech building? With the big one with the pillars. I'm just turning right by that one. How could I never go underneath that bridge?
Which bridge?
That bridge downtown that goes underneath the, goes underneath like the Civic Center or something.
Oh, that's closed right now. They're tearing down that parking structure. That's the Phoenix Center.
Ah, okay, because it's got me going past to William Street, and it has me cutting down.
Yeah, that's Orchard Lake. Well, it turns in, Orchard Lake Road turns on one side to Woodward, and then Auburn to the other side. So the part that actually goes between the two sections of Woodward underneath that Center is, I don't know if that's called Auburn Road or Orchard Lake Road at that point, that little stretch. So apparently the Oak County government is going to be moving into that spot that they're renovating, you know, tearing down that parking structure, and they're going to build a new building, and that's going to be the new Oak County Executive Building.
Check the receive on your repeater here.
And
it looks like I can work your machine directly from here on out.
So
coming up on Gardner Wall.
Right now where the Oak County government is out there at Telegraph and Pine Lake Road roughly. Everybody on the west side of Telegraph is in Waterford, and that they work in those buildings. They don't have to pay city tax, but if they work on the other side of Telegraph, then they're in Pontiac, and they have to pay Pontiac city taxes. So they felt it wasn't right that the people working in the executive branch are not paying the taxes, so they're moving to Pontiac, so it's going to cost everybody more money.
Which they'll pass on to all of yous in the form of raise taxes.
Now I'm saying the workers are going to end up, you're going to get more taxes taken out of their paychecks now.
Probably why Clemis decided to leave the county.
Oh, I didn't know that they did.
Yeah, they're going to be a autonomous entity, self-governed, self-financed, and all that good stuff. So that's what they're going to do.
Okay, I'm transmitting on my repeater now. You hear me okay?
Yuppers! I am at Old South Telegraph and Orchard Lake.
Yeah, you're going to be about at least 10 minutes ahead of me. So grab a cup of coffee.
Maybe I'll go to Sylvan Wine Shop and kick some tires.
Oh man, it's raining again. It was dry, and now the sun was actually out a moment ago on Woodward. Now it's pouring.
Man, I got some sort of carrier on this frequency so strong I couldn't even hear you, and it wasn't, you know, anything to do with your signal. It was just there's some sort of something, probably a door opener, something like that. Something was just trashing right on this frequency.
Yeah, there is something there in that area. It's further down, it's much stronger down Telegraph, a little bit.
Remember a year or two ago, I was running around on this one out this way, and I found several places. That Coney Island by the Planet Fitness, there was something in that parking lot as well that was really interfering.
Yeah, I don't know what it is that's on that frequency. But I've run into it on across all different frequencies too, so it's not just my frequency.
No, it's not, but I seem to hear it more on yours than others, so for what it's worth. Anywho, I am turning into your enclave.
Okay, I'm at Woodward and Square Lake right now.
Beam don't look that bad from what I can see.
What doesn't look that bad?
The beam. I wouldn't even know if you didn't tell me.
Oh, I lowered it down yesterday and just kind of took out the broken part and taped it together so it just hold together. So if you look at it, one side's a lot narrower than the other.
Okay, so you did a temporary fix on it. Well, I'm behind it now, looking at it from the next street over. So, anywho, that'll get you through, eh?
I can't use it, but it's, before it was like it was tilted, it was sticking, at an angle up in the air. It was almost vertical. I brought the tower down, straightened, realigned it, and pulled out the bad part. So turns out it's only like three. I can fix it probably three parts, and then pretty minor actually.
Well, there you go. That's good. I'll be pulling up here in a second. Which side of the drive do you take?
I come up the right.
Oh, yeah, okay, I can see. I can see what you did there. So, well, that'll keep it safe until you can get to the stuff. Did you get the stuff ordered?
Not yet. I keep leaving messages and emails with these people, and they don't get back to me. I don't know what their deal is.
Well, that's not cool. Wonder why that is.
I don't know. I know they go to Dayton, so I'm hoping they can bring the parts I need with them, and I'll just pick them up from them.
Yeah, roger. All right, I'm going to jump out and get the repeater. I got to also clear some stuff out of the front for when I go pick up Ricky. You should be here by the time I get situated. CNFU, W8FU.
Yeah, should be in less than five. So it's almost a telegraph in Orchard Lake. Alright, see you in a bit. KBPR.
W8CPT.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, cloudy, 60 degrees.
W8CPT.
W8CPT N1KRD. W8CPT N1KRD.
I heard somebody. I'm sitting here.
WOJ.
It was WOJ, W8FSM.
Good afternoon, young man. How are you doing today?
Oh, I have to run to the post office and pick up something from the store and then fill the truck up with gas. So I figured I'd get out of the house for a minute and do this.
Well, any excuse or reason to get out of the house is sounds good to me. I'd like to get out and do some fishing, but I don't like getting wet.
Yeah, it is raining here now. It was sunny about, I think, an hour ago. It's pretty sunny here, and then all of a sudden it started clouding up, and we got another batch of rain. And it was raining this morning, and then it cleared up. And now it's downpouring here again.
Yeah, I'm sitting on the porch with my HT and noticing some very nasty, dark-looking stuff heading over toward West Bloomfield here. So, it looks like the old sump pump's going to be working overtime.
W-A-T-T-T. Yeah, go ahead, 60. Well, that's a good sign. I'm testing out my satellite arrow antenna. I had to change the duplexer, so 70 centimeters working. Is it sounding okay?
Sounds fine to me.
Great over here. You sound like you're in my driveway.
All right, yeah, I'm pointing the antenna straight toward the repeater, so it should sound good. Can anyone jump over to the 2-meter one in Mount Clemens and see how the 2-meter is?
I've only got UHF and 800 here in the truck. So.
Yeah, I think that's the UMP, if I'm not mistaken, and I can barely get that one normally.
No, I think it's W88 something. It's like 147.2, I think.
Oh, okay, I don't usually do too good on the Mount Clemens repeater. I'm sitting here over almost underneath the West Bloomfield repeater.
Okay, yeah, you're probably not going to hit that then. someone did tell me I was hitting it, but they couldn't answer me back, so I guess I'm good. I'll find out when I
when I work the IFS next, I guess. All right, thanks for helping me check that out. I appreciate it. I'll let you guys get back to your conversation. WCPT, clear.
No problem. We were just chewing the fat.
I'm going to make the stop. Oh, Sean, are you there? Hey, he's not working. I know better. Come on, go Jeep. Thank you.
I heard Sean earlier. It sounded like he was going somewhere to work on a repeater, I guess, or meet somebody and work on a repeater. So maybe they're in the middle of that.
I sent him some stuff for it, so hopefully it will help him in his endeavors.
Yeah, and there seems to be a lot of those endeavors. Boy, Devin keeps busy.
He likes certainly spreading his RFP'd all over the place.
Yeah, man, I'm kind of happy about it. I kind of enjoy listening on some of his linked repeaters there.
Well, he does give good repeater. He gives good repeater indeed.
Yeah, yes, he does that very freely. So are you behaving today?
Not at all.
Attaboy, you don't get bored that way.
Causing trouble, trying to spread the RF seed. Oh, and now I gotta go. W.
Okay, I'll be standing by.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 61 degrees.
W8FU. K8BB. A8 Boogity Boogity. From W8 Funky Underpants. Anyhow, just turning out a Phil subdivision. I'd stop and say hi, but I got a doggy that's coming out of surgery that I've got to pick up in however long it is. Let's see, what time is it now? 45 minutes.
Oh, my. Well, I hope Augie is okay. And wave as you go by. I'll look in your general direction.
I think I said surgery. He's not coming out of surgery, per se. He had dental work, and they had to put him completely under, so he's coming to at Doggy Hospital or whatever the heck it is, Doggy Dentist. I know, you either go in there and get your teeth looked at or you get your nuts chopped off, and he's already had that done, so.
Ah, poor guy. All right, very good.
Oh, man. Whatever route it's going to take me, they got me turning on South Telegraph. I don't know where they're having me go from there. Whatever route they're saying, they say it's, I just heard her say, this route is 9 minutes faster than southbound 75. And I'm like, ooh, what way are they going to take me?
Huh. It would seem to me that they would take you down Telegraph to Square Lake Road and down 75. So So, I don't know. Unless 75 is backed up or closed. The other way would be Woodward. It would take you Square Lake over to Woodward and down to X Mile Road.
I'll know better when they turn me on the telegraph here. It'll tell me what my next route. I think there's a way I can look at this, but, you know, distracted driving and all.
Yeah, I've gotten to, if I have to follow the GPS map, before I go, I look at the entire route, like, which way is it taking me? So I can choose the route that I think I want to go, and if it sends me down something different on the fly, so be it, but I have to control issues, and I want to know where it's sending me before it sends me. But, yeah, maybe there's an accident or something.
All right, well, it's taking me to Square Lake, which is what I would expect, so we'll see. Anywho, Phil helped me tune up a Kenwood repeater, which requires specialized equipment that is not only specialized but antique. So, and I've had him do it for me twice with this same repeater. I had him put it on an amateur frequency because I was going to sell it. I had him on a... had him put me on a snapper pair, and apparently I'd never tuned the thing up after having a frequency changed, and it was deaf. And when we put it back on the business band and GMRS service, it was hot as a firecracker. Thinking, oh, look at that. Good thing I never tuned it up. Now I don't have to tune it up.
Well, yay for that. I gotta run. I got a phone call here. I'll be back. K8DD.
All right, I'm gonna be losing Phil's machine anyhow, and it'll be a bit before I get in range of the 2-6. Take care. WNFU. Anybody else still here? Tell me if I'm making it.
According to my radio, you're making it. KF8CWF.
All right, I'm up here in the Square Lake Telegraph area, and we've been having some reduced performance up this way, so good deal. About that, I had to navigate a difficult driving situation here. Was that Donald I heard chime in there briefly?
It was I. Just saying you sound fine. A little crackling this time, but on your recent transmission, you sounded just fine, sir. Safe travels going home. Hope the doggy's okay. W-8-R-2.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be a little spotty until I get but it looks like they're taking me down 75, Square Lake 75. So I don't know what she was talking about when she said this way is faster than I-75. So that's where they're taking me. All right. Thanks, everyone, in a bit. W8F.
All right. WFSM Mobile, Davison.
I got your care package. Holy cow, I feel special.
I wondered if you did. Luckily, ZBL was up. Walter's like, hey, can you export me a file out of that one? Because I think that's going to be the same router you need anyways. So he did, and I made some mods for you.
All right, cool. So does TJ need to do anything on his end, or is it pretty much all just network management?
Network management, we're using one of TJ's ports, unless TJ stole it already. But I don't show anything on that port for TJ's 900 at his house anymore. Like the serial port was going somewhere else. So unless he's unplugged it, I don't think he has, but it still should be plugged into the comparator. So, should be open. If not, I got two other ports I can try if that one didn't work.
All right, well, just for, I pulled the equipment today. That's why you probably noticed Mount Clemens is off on the MIH side. I just left Stoll's house with a replacement MIH, which is a TK-20. So tomorrow I got my entire shop is training. That leaves me and the guy who's retiring on Friday holding down the fort. It means I can't go anywhere. Maybe I can get a little time on it, but I don't know. That's going to be the thing, is just having time. But as soon as I get that configured and set up, I'd like to get that thing installed ASAP. And that would be cool if it was just bingo right on the network.
Yeah, we really want to do some work on the new USB interfaces to replace the Cisco Sun, but I mean, you're only going from the two hops, so it's only like 10 milliseconds of latency, so the Cisco Sun should work fine for it for now.
So I got to hop to MTC and then go out on T1, or do I hop down to Dave and somehow get it from there? I don't, which way did he go?
So it's going to, Warren Q goes from there to Detroit 3, and then from Detroit 3 to Detroit 1. So you've got just the hop at Detroit 3 in the middle. So it's about, I think I measured 8 or 10 milliseconds of latency between the two sites.
All right, groovy. Sounds like it'll work. I certainly hope so.
Yeah, better than Grand Rapids is like at 80 to 100 milliseconds right now from Detroit, and that's what's causing that. Well, because the Cisco Sun doesn't like anything over 80 milliseconds, and it's showing. So, but yeah, I'm putting in the works, but we got to make a tower climb to lower that. So, or we just, I'm pretty sure the newer USB interfaces are a lot easier to work with on the latency of IP networking versus, like, the Sun protocol just goes between the device and the Pi, and then it uses the MMDVM protocol on the network side of things, so it should hopefully be a lot more latency tolerant.
All right, so, okay, you brought something up I hadn't considered. Am I still going to need an all-star, like an all-star Pi node, or just something running some sort of software like, so I'm going to have to get with you on that, because I'm not sure what else I'm going to have to run besides the Cisco.
Right now, just the Cisco, but when we go to migrate over, it'll just be a Debian box. So if there's already one there, we'll just put the software on it. But for right now, nope. All the Cisco Sun stuff happens over the Ciscos. Holy crap, the rain just starts downpouring again.
All right, cool. That's what I thought. I just, when you kind of confused me when you said the Pi, and said, wait a minute. So, all right, I got you now. So, the other thing, too, is I was thinking for doing mixed mode on this for at least a little bit so that we can do some range testing. But it wasn't easy, but I had it all figured out with wild cards and T25NX. I can certainly duplicate all that. But I remember trying to help Ho get Bay City mixed mode, and no matter what he did, he couldn't get the stuff that I did working up there. So I don't know if there was something different about doing it the way you're doing it that isn't compatible, but it really has nothing to do with it. I just set up wildcard tables and multiple channels. I got a scanning channel, and then I got a T25 channel and an analog channel, and it scans, and then when it detects one or the other, it locks in, does its thing, and then it goes back to, you know, scanning. So I don't see why that shouldn't work with this.
Yeah, as far as it knows, this is a V.24 channel. You know, a V.24 port, so I don't know. It sounds cute in theory, mixed modes, but you know where my heart lies.
Well, I'm not terribly concerned with the mixed mode analog on this one. That's the whole reason for this, is not to do that. So, if this one is standalone, V25 only, that's fine. I just thought for initial range testing and whatnot stuff, it might be handy. Need more people that could check it from more places with until the fever catches on.
Oh, you're making a fever, all right.
This little old me doing the same thing I've been doing since the day I got my ticket. It's what I do.
Spreading that RF feed. You spread it. Because we penetrate Michigan like no one else can.
All right, looks like I'm going to get to the, if everything goes as Miss Google says, I should be at the vet by 3:51. They said I could pick them up at 4.
Yeah, I heard someone needed teeth cleaning. My kitty's got to go in for that. They got to knock her out to do it, too. I'm like, why can't I get that done for me when I go? Just knock me out like you gotta knock the fur balls out.
I'm okay with the deep cleaning. I mean, nowadays they do it with the laser and the pressure water and all that stuff, and I'm okay with it. I can deal with it. When they used to just do scrape, oh my God, I couldn't stand it. But I don't know if it's laser or hydro or whatever, but there's still some scraping, but usually it's not that bad. What I can't take is I just cannot take the drilling. I just simply cannot. And I don't care what it costs. I'll pay if they've got to do any kind of work like that. I'll pay to go under.
Yes. Oh, come on, people. What's up?
So here's the question. If he's got all sparkly breath, when he's up, when he's all up, nestled up in my face, is he going to, like, turn away from me now? Since I'm the one with the stinky breath?
He'll be like, damn, dude, go somewhere and get your teeth cleaned if I got mine.
They're going to take me right down to 696. Booyah. Well, that's what I would have thought. I don't know what the darn nav said. We're taking you this way, which will save 9 minutes over southbound 75. And I'm like, what? What way are they taking me?
Hold on, I got a phone call. 1 sec. Tell you something.
I've been running Waze lately instead of Google Maps. I'm not so sure, but I'm gonna run with it for a while until it makes me mad. But I always like Google Maps, but we're giving this Waze a try, and warns me about things on the side of the road and police and things like that a lot more than Google did. I just don't know how useful any of that stuff is.
And the thing you got to realize with Waze, though, is it will take you 10 miles out of the way to save you 1 minute. So you got to check the routes.
Hey, Phil. Well, I don't know if you were in here when I first jumped out here. I was talking to Don, and, well, maybe I misheard, but while we were talking, I heard the nav say,
you know, this route will save you 9 minutes over southbound 75. And I'm like, you know, so I've been trying to figure out what it meant, but it took me southbound 75 all the way to, from Square Lake all the way to 696, so I don't know what the hell it was talking about.
Was that when you were still in my neighborhood? It might have meant versus going up to M59 to I-75.
Yeah, admittedly, I didn't pay attention. And I'll tell you, Square Lake was really, really jammed up from Telegraph to Woodward. So maybe it was offering me a 9 minute savings. I don't know. But this is pretty good. I got through that little stretch there. After Woodward, it moved pretty good. And I've been rocking and rolling. I don't know how it's going to be, you know, once I get down to 696. But right now it's pretty good. And it's, you know, I'm going to get there about 10 minutes, 9 minutes ahead of schedule, so worked out just about perfect.
Okay, but like you said, if you're just new to Waze, you gotta, like I said, you gotta be careful. Like I said, it'll save, yeah, it'll literally take you, you know, to save 1 minute, 10 miles out of the way. A lot of times, if I'm suspicious, I'll hit the up arrow and then the routes button, show me all the different routes, and say, you know, it will show you how many minutes, how many miles. So if it says, okay, well, this will add 1 minute, but it will save me 5 miles, 10 miles, I'll choose that route. Because if I'm not in a hurry, where 1 or 2 minutes is going to make a difference.
All right, hold on a second here. You say there's an up arrow? Now, I see over to the right, upper screen, this is all on my Ford Connect. Whatever. There's an X, and I know that cancels the current route. There's a speaker. I'm guessing that mutes it. There's a magnifying glass. I think that finds something on the route, so it must be this little, it looks like the logo for the Yellowstone Ranch. It's like two roads. I'm guessing that's directions.
If you're using like Android Auto, I'm not sure how what it is on there, but I'm just talking about the regular screen with. It's on the phone, it's got the time you're going to arrive, and it's got the search magnifying glass on the left, and there's an up arrow on the right. And if you hit that, it brings up more options. And one of them is the routes, and you click that, and it shows you all the different routes.
Here we go, alternate routes. So 14 minutes, 75 to 696. 16 minutes, I take 75 to right to 9 mile. So, all right. So, yeah, there you go. I'm just going to go with its recommendation. What one do you use? Which nav package do you use, Fred? Fred drives all over the state, so I'm sure whatever he uses must work. I always use Google, but I'm going to give this Waze a try.
You know, a lot of times when I'm in a foreign area and I'm just driving around, like, downtown streets and stuff like that, I'll use Google Maps because it, like, shows things like stop signs and other things. But if I'm going on, you know, my usual trips, I almost always use Waze because you get the feedback from the other Wazers. Alright, I'm just about where I gotta run and grab something. But I'll be back on the road and come back and say, hey, APR.
Okay, I'm gonna take this alternate 9 mile route. This is a mess.
WAEAP. It is odd time.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah, I just left the doctor's appointment. Flipped the radio on.
listening for a couple minutes, and then there's a minivan in front of me, a gray minivan, and it says CERT 3. That sounds like some kind of citizens emergency response team or something like that. I heard you talk about CERT before. I believe you have it correct. I think that is the acronym. And, yeah, they've got, Warren has got an extremely active and robust CERT program. Sterling's got one that I think's pretty good. And I don't know of any others that are really alive and well, but those two in particular, Warren's in particular, is really, really well done.
Yeah, this guy must be high up in the hierarchy because he's number 3. Of how many, I don't know. But it's like a gray minivan. It's a water wonderland plate, but it's also a handicapped plate. So that gives you any indication if you know, might know who that is.
I do not. I think I know 1 and 2, but I don't know, and I probably know number 3. I probably know a couple, 3 guys up near the administrator in that organization, but I don't know. I know a couple for sure. And not sure I know past 1 and 2.
Right, as for navigation, I think Google Maps does use metadata from other vehicles in the area, but not like, I don't know if there's like manually entered information that you can put in Google Maps, but it reads metadata out of people's cars in the area that are running it, so very good. Over here, 14 and Shaner.
All right, I'm off the phone. Were you looking for me, Sean?
No, we were just chatting about navigation, which one. I was wondering, because you do a lot of driving around the state, which one do you like? I mean, I like Google. I got no problem with it. This Waze is new to me. Got a lot of information coming at me. Which one do you use?
Waze has been my 99% one that I use on the phone that's gone to the CarPlay. And then, however, I do like on my iPad, loading on the iPad Apple Maps because it has the traffic lights really nice. So you know when the intersect, you know, I can glance over at it and see, oh, I got 5 traffic lights or 3 traffic lights ahead, even though there might be 8 roads. So I do like Apple Maps for that, but Waze has been what I run 99% of the time on the CarPlay.
All right, well, I got no complaints of it. I've started running it here just recently, and I notice it always comes up by default now. I don't remember telling it to default to Waze, but it seems like when I tell it to do something, it pops Waze up, and that's fine. I'm going to run it for a while until I find a reason not to. And I find the little, you know, car on the side of the road, you know, and police ahead and stuff of questionable value, but it's kind of nifty. So I'm okay with it. We'll rock and roll it for a little while here and see. No complaints.
Yeah, by the way, you can turn off some of those warnings, too, if you go through the settings.
Okay, I heard the station that would like to join the conversation. Go ahead.
Roger, BFC, I just wanted to chime in. I use Waze as well. It's actually owned by Google too, so it's not too bad. I think it does do some weird things once in a while, though.
see. Well, it's just, I don't know, just food for thought. I was noticed it here, and it was telling me something funky the first time, but I don't know if I need to turn anything off, Phil. I got no problem with all the stuff that's flashing at me. Nothing's really been annoying. I've even, you know, is it still there? I've even answered yes and no to a couple of those. And I haven't reported anything as of yet, but yeah, I'm okay with it. But good to know if I get annoyed by it all, I can turn it down a little.
Yeah, the thing, like for instance, we warn you about railroad tracks. You're approaching railroad tracks. I found it extremely annoying. I don't really care. So I found a way to turn that off.
When I'm heading down the highway and every 3 miles,
there's some things you can't turn off. But, I mean, the most valuable thing to me is when there's smokies in the area. You know, but then you get people reporting them when they're on the move, which is ridiculous. Because, you know, and they're obviously not going to be there when you're there. And then they keep every, like, if they move in the same direction, like every quarter mile, you get a report. Police ahead. Police ahead. They say, okay, not there. Police ahead. Not there. You know, yeah, they've come and gone. So it's one of the disadvantages, but otherwise I like everything else about it. And if you're in other parts of the country and stuff, and we've got some cool things that we don't have here, like red light cameras, so we warn you about those and things. So I think Fred is in there. Go ahead, Fred.
By the way, hi Dan, VSG.
Sorry, I couldn't copy all that traffic there. It was kind of a mess.
Yeah, there's a bunch, at least two people doubling. Was this Dan?
Yeah, roger that.
I remember you're friends with Chris and Tom. I'm friends with Chris and Tom. We've talked before. Anyhow, I just wanted to say hi. My name is Eric.
Yeah, you got it right, Eric. That is exactly it. And I just wanted to comment, well, I had a question, actually. Does anyone know what time the swap this weekend is? I looked at the website, but they didn't give any times for the one out in the Packard Proving Ground.
Well, let's see. I just got a phone call. Let me make sure I got it. So I didn't hear everything that was said in the last minute. But that one, I think, starts around 8. You can probably get in there around 7 with a car. But you better double check. I wasn't even aware that they were starting that again, but I've been to it a few times, and I'm pretty sure it was around 8. Anywho, I am almost to my destination here at the vet, so I will. I don't know who gets it next, so I'm going to just throw it up in the air. W8FU.
Fred, go ahead.
All I heard was go ahead, but I'll go ahead anyway. Yeah, I went to the GM website, and I didn't see any time. It just says, you know, where it's at, that's it, nothing else.
I think Fred signed off there while he was doubling with the other guy there. Are you coming in on All-Star, Dave, or Dan, or HOIP, or what? How are you getting in? W-A-E-A-B.
Yeah, I'm getting into All-Star. It's a new radio. It's a, I think it's a N8-N8. 61. Just got the thing and just trying it out.
Audio's a little low. You might have to speak up a little bit. All I heard was something like NA or something.
Okay, I'll have to see if there's a volume adjust. But yeah, it's a new... We call it a K61, but I think it's an NA or something like that. I can't remember. It's usually a UV, but this is one of those weird numbers.
Yeah, this is Phil, ABAPR. Yeah, you might want to go into your All-Star node and crank up the volume on the outgoing. It's pretty low.
How's this one better?
It's kind of muffled and low. Yeah, you can go into, I don't know if you have ham VoIP or ASL3, but if it's ham VoIP, you can go into simple tune and adjust your levels.
Yeah, those should be okay. I got those like set. It's just the fact of a different radio, and they got audio output adjust, so I haven't done it on the other radio yet. This one, I'm not sure if I've done it either.
By the way, I think it's Phil. How's my audio? And no, I'm on RF. Never mind. Had an All-Star node here, but I don't have it turned on. Never mind. Anyhow, how's my audio? Regular RF.
Yeah, your audio's just fine. It's fine. I have to keep changing the volume between you and the dam.
Yeah, you got the... For $18, you can get 2 6-watt tri-band walkie-talkies with long antennas. It comes with speaker mics and programming. It's like some ridiculous deal, so a lot of people bought them. They're pretty decent radios. They're not quiet, but they're not super loud either, but $18 for two of them is ridiculous. I mean, the accessories are worth 4 times that amount. So I know if you're a friend of Tom's and Chris's, then you heard it from him, who they heard it from me. WADAP.
Yeah,
you got
those
from
Tom. So I got a couple of them. I haven't had them tuned up yet. This is the quashing. This one I just turned up the audio a little bit. Is that any better?
Yeah, I think that's a little better. So where'd you get this $18 for two deal? Was it an Amazon thing?
Yes, it was. Yeah, that's a heck of a deal for $18 and something. And they look like pretty decent radios. I haven't messed with them. I just got them, actually.
What's the name on them?
Let me pop the back off and tell you, because the K61, but that's it. I have to look at it because they did a funny number on it. Yeah, it's a
pretty decent radio. They got a simple display on them, but that's good because you can see them in direct sunlight. And they come with a 2,600 milliamp hour battery pack with USB-C charging. The batteries alone are worth twice that amount. So, yeah, Baofeng K61. There's also a K6, which is identical. It's an identical radio with a different case. So whatever you choose, they're both normally the same price, but the K61s, which I think is a much sharper looking radio, those are on sale for $18.99. And with mine, they threw in 2 hand mics, 2 programming cables, and 3 extra antennas for each radio.
Well, I thought you got a different one than me, because I didn't get no mics with it. I just got the long antenna. That was it. But it is a NAK61.
like I said, mine was a freak. I know of about 10 people that have bought them, and me and one other guy got the bonus package where we got all the extra accessories. But yeah, normally you get the radio and a long antenna. But like I said, my box was bulging, and why are these boxes bulging? And I opened it up, like, holy cow! I got all the accessories, which is supposed to be another $30 more, but I got them all. But anyhow, I'm back at work, so talk to everybody in a bit. WAEAP.
Okay, Eric. I bought some Bofeng GMRS radios. They're driving, actually, the same as amateur. The amateur versions, they're just different firmware. And I think we bought them to use for GMRS, and there were six of them, with all the accessories and everything, chargers and the whole thing for $60.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy.
Okay, I guess everybody's out. So, I'm out to ABAPR. Standing by.
It does not appear to have an audio output adjust for the mic, so it means you gotta probably drill out the mic a little bit and see if that improves it.
Okay, I think it's Dan. I don't know, I didn't get your call sign. What kind of all-star node are you using?
It's a homemade one. This is dang, I can't remember the name of it now. It just blanked out. It's the... Crap. I have to think for a second. Sorry about that.
Is it a Sherry?
Yep, that's it. Sherry with the, it's got the double USB plug-in thing.
Okay, yeah, I got a couple of Sherry nodes, two different versions, the same versions in two different cases.
Yeah, that was one I got from someone else. The other ones I have are the ones that were like a kit from, it's a Pi RIM. I can try switching to one of those and see if the audio is any better. I don't know why this one would be so low.
I could try bringing it on. You have to tell without comparing with another radio. So it could be on the radio, it could be in the node. If you have another radio you can transmit through and compare them, that would be helpful.
Turn on pre-emphasis. That might be all you need. We turn off the emphasis.
Yeah, I was going to suggest that if the radios sound, if there's two radios and they both sound the same, then I was going to say start going through the those settings. How's the pooch?
Well, he seems no worse for wear. He's whimpering a little, but he seems okay.
Does this one sound any better?
Yeah. Get him home and get him a treat. See, what would be good for a doggy that just had dental? Something soft and delicious, but not cold.
Chicken. you got doubled. Dan, try it again. Try one radio and then try the other one right after it.
Yeah, I would say give the dog rice myself, but this is my other note, KDAPSG. I don't know if the audio is any better on this one or not, or if I just need to talk louder.
Okay, so that's a different node. Okay, same radio, different node. It sounds about the same, so I think it's your radio. I think it's, you can somehow boost the audio on the radio. Might be helpful. I don't know if that's got any menu-driven settings for that.
Yeah, I've got it turned up to the max. Maybe I just need to talk louder. My voice is kind of gone. I've got a little bit of a sinus thing going on.
Yeah, well, I think it's basically a typical Bofang type audio. So it's yeah, when you talk up, it's definitely better. I can hear you a lot better.
I still think turn the emphasis off might be something to try. Might be set the same on both.
Yeah, I'll have to get a computer and check it. I don't have anything right now, so I'll have to check and see if I have that. I had them all set the same, though, I thought. So that's hard to say. I just can't talk very loud. My voice is kind of gone.
Your voice is something else. Like Bill said, do you have another radio you can try now to know a different radio?
I could try RF, but it's sketchy. Let's see here.
That's much better. Sean, you can give him some ice cream, vanilla ice cream. That'd be soft enough.
I don't know if something cold would be aggravating. Well, I'm almost home with them.
What are you whining about?
Well, he's whining. All right. I'm going to make this my last, get inside, and he'll be probably a lot better once he gets home. He probably thinks he's going off to some other terrible thing. Car rides, he doesn't go for car rides for fun. Every time it's something that stinks. I should probably start taking him for something that's enjoyable so that he doesn't always associate a car with bad stuff. All right, I'm home. W8FU.
Yeah, that's about where I'm going. Yeah. I'm out too. Good luck with that node stuff there. Again, ABAPR, out.
ABAPR.
That might have been a little better. Try it again.
Oh, sorry about that. What is the freak for, this repeater, because I can't remember what deck it is now, looking at it.
Well, what we want you to do is we want you to try a different radio with your node.
This is the standard radio that I'm talking on now.
Okay, standard is both a brand and a verb. Are you saying standard as in like a standard Vertex radio, or and when do you have two different handheld radios that you can try with your nodes?
Vertex.
All right, well, we'll pick this up. I got to get inside with the pooch. Just got home with him, and he's just coming out of anesthesia and all that stuff, so I'm not going to push it any longer. But, yeah, if you could get two radios and try AB on your node, that would tell us everything we're looking for here in this particular point. So, all right, good luck, man. I'm home. W8FU. NADBF.
KE8 TFM.
What's shaking?
Well, not too much. Just starting my my third job as an Uber driver for kids. So I go pick up my son from elementary, drive him to karate, bring him back home, and then me and mom are going out for dinner.
With the schedule that you have, it's very important to make that time. So, good. So, the Uber driver for kids, yeah. Yep, there you go. Where are you going? Where are you offloading the kids at some event? And then where are you going? Anywhere good?
I'm taking my son to karate, so that's a normal Tuesday, Thursday thing. Then I'm grabbing a pizza, dropping him off at home, and mom and I are going out. It's our 19-year wedding anniversary today.
Oh, very nice. Congratulations. That's a few years. But, yeah, very good. Well, go somewhere nice, enjoy, and you'll have to let us know how it went.
Yeah, we'll see. I think we have gift cards for Ruth Chris that we've been staring at because we're never able to get out. So probably just go there and use them. I wouldn't mind a mistake. We'll see. So what's going on with you? Anything good?
Just busy. I got a guy retiring on Friday, and you know, of course, he's trying to burn up time off before he leaves that he's got that he can't, you know, collect. So he was off to Monday and Tuesday, so that makes us short. Plus, I had another guy sick, so I'm double short. But Friday's his last day, so work's just been busy. I've been trying to get some stuff done play-wise, but just isn't enough time and all that. And our anniversary is coming up on the 11th, so we're just right behind you by a week, and we're hitting the big 4-0 for us.
That's a long time. we've been work's been crazy. Kids' events have been crazy. My oldest, she graduates this year, so of course we got all the graduation party stuff and things like that that we have going on, and getting that planned. Last weekend we had our last ice skating show, so we did that, and they had like a thing for all the graduating seniors. And my son had a hockey tournament too in the middle of all that. So yeah, it's been really crazy. And then it's funny you mention retirement, because I also have someone retiring from work that they'll come back next week for 1 week, and then they're gone. So I'm in the process of taking everything over from that. So, yeah, I definitely know how that is. It's a pain in the butt. They're always going to burn the time they got left, that's for sure.
Well, the only way to stop that is to pay them, cash them out. But otherwise, they're going to take it, and I don't blame them. But, yeah, I know what you mean. Guy that's retiring for me, he does a lot of work for me. You know, it takes a lot off my plate. And so it's going to be an adjustment. And then, you know, then we got to start the process of trying to replace him, which is always a pain. There's just not a lot of radio techs anymore. Yeah. So we're constantly looking at you know, how to go about finding somebody. So, and we're not competitive, you know, in this day and age, you know, it's all about the everybody's making lateral moves, you know, or just moves for pay,
and you know, we are not the pay destination. We're the benefit destination, the long-term destination. But that's not, that's increasingly becoming less interesting to millennials and older and younger.
Hey, Sean, this is Tyron, WPPD.
Mr. Bruce, Friday's his last day. Stop on by.
Oh, man, I would love to stop on by. We're heading north to open up our place for the season tomorrow morning.
Well, Dan, I have a feeling you might be still seeing him. Think Jim Bott. So, they don't really have a Bott position available, but I think they're working on something. He doesn't want anything full-time. He wants to retire, and so he'd like a gig like Jim's got. But they're talking to him. He's been out there to Diamonddale a couple of times, and so who knows?
I don't want to fuck up the conversation here, but yeah, can you blame him? That's a pretty good thing, doing something like that part-time. All right, I'm going to go back to listening mode. Oh, that, I don't really know if you're not. I sent you some pictures of my Master 2 project on Slack. WTPT.
Yeah, I think I saw that, Dan. I'll take a peek again in case there's new pictures. But all right, very cool. Davian?
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, mostly cloudy, 61 degrees.
W-A-T-T-T. Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Oh, just on my way into a co-worker's house to pick up the box. Outdoor mounting box for a job I gotta do tomorrow. So I can go up to 23 and, well, it's bumper to bumper up here.
You're not gonna believe what just happened to me.
You won $300 on the FanDuel lamp.
No. Okay, so I'm sitting here in my truck with my aero antenna pointed out the window. I have my parents, you know, right off of 18 Mile and Subdivision Side Street.
And this cop car comes around the corner, says, crime unit, and he's looking at me, and he stops a couple houses down, and another cop car comes, and then a third cop car comes, and they all get out of their cars, and they start walking toward me, and I'm like, are you guys here for me? And he's like, yeah, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm an amateur radio operator, and there's satellites going by orbiting Earth, and they got FM repeaters on them, and I'm making contacts through them. I'm like, why, did somebody call on me? And they're like, yeah, they said you've been sitting out here for hours, and it looks like you might be lost and pointing a weird antenna. And I'm like, no, I'm amateur radio licensed. You know, do you need to see my license? And he's like, no, we believe you. And he heard people start talking, and they stood there for a little bit. And they're like, all right, have a good one. See you later.
Should have told them that you were trying to contact the mothership and see what they would have done.
You know, I almost did, but I was like, I better not push my luck. I just want to know who the hell called, because, like, I've been doing this for 2 years now, like my parents. So it had to have been somebody driving by that just, like, I don't know, thought something was weird about it or something. But, yeah, three cop cars showed up. It was great.
Now that's funny.
Who was that? Was that Sean?
No, that was me asking. Now that is funny. Yeah, luckily I have understanding neighbors, so when they start seeing me standing out there with this big old arrow pointing up at the sky, they say, what are you doing? I'm going to say, talking to the mothership. Yeah, once the weather gets a little warmer, I'm going to have to set up a play date and see what we can catch during the day or something.
Oh, hang on a minute. I was watching this video trying to get a screenshot. Hold on a minute.
Good evening, 1800 hours, mostly cloudy, 61 degrees.
KZHJF Mobile.
Just out running some errands, picking up some motorcycle parts for a project that's getting way too expensive. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. Got 3 days to go. What kind of bike are you working on?
This one is a 2000 Gixxer 600. I bought it as kind of a basket case, but it had a clean title. Couldn't pass it up for the price, and putting it back together slowly but surely, just as really bought it to have something to do over the winter, but getting closer, shaping up.
So are parts hard to come by for that year, or what?
kind of depends. If it's body work and things like that, yes, very tough to come by. But all the mechanical stuff still available, pretty much no issue there. So if you're looking for an older bike to restore, get one that has good body work with a blown up motor. It's way better than one that runs great and is in rough shape.
I can see that. So are you buying OEM, like, new, or are you like, buying, you know, used parts? I understand the plastics part, because if they're not making, you know, body parts, I shouldn't call them plastics, but if they're probably not making that anymore, that's what shows the age versus, you know, the mechanical stuff.
Yeah, that's it. Like, the body work, they stopped, discontinued that a long time ago, so there's some aftermarket stuff out there, but the fairings are actually in really good shape. The mechanical stuff is mostly OEM parts, except for, you know, random things like a battery or a chain that could be something more generic, but the, you know, things for the rebuild kit to the carbs, you can get generic. But a lot of the parts, like the clutch adjuster nut and the, you know, valve train stuff, all that's OEM parts, but it's still all pretty readily available.
Well, good. By the end of this, you're going to have a brand new bike.
Yeah, pretty much. When I do these rebuilds, I rebuild the carbs, rebuild the brake calipers, the entire brake system, new chain, new sprockets, powder coat the wheels, new tires, and get a little carried away with it. It's easy to do. This one I'm trying not to go too crazy because it's not a full restoration. I just want to make it safe and street ready so my kids can take it around and I can take it out here and there. I mean, we got other bikes, but it'll be a fun toy. Also kind of a throwback.
That's something that when you're at the point where you're like, okay, I'm going to move this thing along, you're going to get your money back out of it because it's oldie but goodie, or is it something that it's, you know, I'm doing this for giggles and I don't expect to ever make my money back?
Oh, yeah, it's the latter. This one's a money pit. I had a couple that I restored, CBR 900s from the late 90s. It's what I grew up on, and those ones I made money on. I did full restorations on them, and they turned out sweet. So I made money on those, but this, I saw it on Facebook Marketplace for $500 with a title, and it was mostly, you know, it was pretty much all there, just dirty and, you know, fork oils and leaking forks all over it that soaked up dirt and stuff. So just a ton of cleaning, and so far I've been really lucky mechanically. I just got rebuilt the carbs. The last big question mark once I finish the brakes is if the trans is any good. I suspect second gear might be blown in it. If so, I'll decide there if I'm going to keep putting money into it or sell it for what I got into it, which I probably could still do. But that's going to be kind of the point of no return there.
So is a trans on a bike like that expensive? I thought that would be the cheaper. I guess if you think about. No, it's probably not very cheap, right? You're gonna have as much into the trans as you do the whole bike with everything you've done to it.
It's actually not too bad. I mean, the parts are relatively cheap, but there's a place called R&D out in Florida. They build race transmissions, and they undercut and polish gears and stuff. I had them do one of my bikes, and it turned out awesome. It just shifted like butter. So that's probably, to have them rebuild it and do that work's probably, depends on the bike, maybe $600 to $800. So, you know, not too bad. Actually, the transit, it's pretty nice the way that it mounts. You can drop the oil pan and just basically drop it right out of the bottom without even pulling the motor. So it's not terrible. It just depends on, do you want to make it the way it was or make it even better?
I have a similar problem. If I have to fix something or redo something, I always go the obnoxious route to make sure I don't have to do it again.
Yep, we share that sickness, and it is. It's an expensive sickness, but, you know, you got to make it better. You got to take something, put the work in, and make it okay, you know. So that's where that thing's at. I'm putting all this stuff in a spreadsheet, and I probably shouldn't because then I know what I got into it, but just started as a fun project, like I said, to keep me busy over the winter when there wasn't anything going on radio and whatnot. But now my son's really pumped for me to finish it, and him and his girlfriend want to take it out. And he's got a couple bikes of his own, but she really likes the Gixxer, so he's like, when's it going to be done? I'm like, as soon as I finish pouring money into it, really.
funny you say you put it all in a spreadsheet because I do similar things. I have a spreadsheet for my two different low voltage tool bags that I have. And it's like, why did I do this? But at the same time, it's kind of nice because if I ever have to file an insurance claim, I have a document that has everything that was in it.
Yeah, absolutely. There's that aspect for sure. And also, you know, if I do go to sell it, I try not to think about what I put into it, but at the same time, I don't want to lose money on it. So I know roughly what I got into it, and as long as I get that back out of it, doing all right. Even if it's a couple bucks short, it's okay, you know, but it's a good way to keep my finger on the pulse of where things at money-wise.
Well, on the buying end, too, right, it's like buying a used radio. If someone's still got the box and the manual and the warranty card and all that, you know, you assume that they take better care of it and you're getting a better deal than if you're just buying a radio that, you know, didn't come with any of that. So same thing, right? You're organized. This is what's in it. This is how much I guess you don't share what you paid for, but these are the parts I put in here, you know, yada, yada, yada. So it's like anything else, man. If you buy something used, you want to know as much of the history as you can.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I sell these bikes, when I do eventually let them move on, you know, I got all the documentation and people were pretty stoked about it. They're like, oh, wow, I know I don't have to be this, that, and the other thing. You got receipts for everything and, you know. So, yeah, it's definitely a better selling and buying experience.
Yeah, there's something to be said about someone who is meticulous enough to keep track of everything that they've done or what's happened. You know, it's like Carfax, but better, because it doesn't lie.
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree.
So where do you have to pick up the parts?
I'm almost back to the house. I ran out to the former Anderson Cycle, Motor City Power Sports. It's not the closest, but Warren Honda closed up at the end of last year. That's where I used to get all my stuff because it's pretty close to the house. But a little bit longer drive, but some of the guys from Warren Honda are actually out there now, so, you know, they take care of me on stuff. And I come in prepared with part numbers all looked up already, so they like that.
I'm sure that makes it a little bit quicker and easier when you know exactly what you're looking for instead of having these guys try to find it for you. Especially when you're building, well, I guess it's not custom, you're not changing much, but there could be variation as well.
Yeah, definitely. It makes for a quick trip in and out, and they definitely appreciate that. They don't have to spend an hour trying to look stuff up, especially with the stuff that there is, you know, generic aftermarket stuff like chain and sprockets. I come in with part numbers for their distributors, and they can just drop it in, and off I go. So I like to save them the work, and that way also I know I'm getting exactly what I wanted and not what the new guy kind of figured out. May or may not have been right, you know.
Yep, I do the same thing. Anytime I buy anything, I make sure I have the part number and I know what I'm getting. So since your new project ran into the spring / we're getting close to summer here, any radio plans or projects coming up, or are you just working on the bikes and going to be riding around all summer?
So my next new frontier is CW. I got a iambic key last week, and I've got a straight key coming tomorrow. Signed up with the Long Island CW Club, and I'm going to start digging into that. Really like to get proficient with that over the next month or so.
NADF. Yeah, I've been going on the same rabbit hole. I downloaded a couple apps on my phone, and I've just been, you know, at night teaching myself a couple letters at a time. I learned 12. I can send 12. I'm still trying to figure out a way that I can hear these things better. They like blend together for me, and that's my biggest struggle. I can retain what to send, no problem. It's interpreting what I'm hearing is my struggle.
Yeah, I'm just about to discover the same. I can bang out my call sign and CQ no problem just because I memorized how to key it, but I don't know that I recognize it if I heard it yet. I'm like just getting started like this week with it, so kind of excited about it. Wanted to do it for a long time. Back when I was a kid, I had these Fisher-Price Skytalker walkie-talkies, and they had a Morse Legend on the front label on them and a key or button you could make the beep with, and I'm
I'm like, oh, someday I'll learn this. Me and my buddies will message each other in Morse code. And, you know, 40-something years later, here I am finally learning it. So missed the boat on the walkie-talkies, but now I can do it with the real radios at least.
That's kind of my infatuation is it's not a very, I don't want to say popular, but it's not as common as, you know, phone. And activating for POTA is, in my opinion, way easier. You can bring less gear, less power, less antenna, pretty much operate from anywhere. That's the whole appeal to me is, like, if I learn this, I can operate literally anywhere, and that's my goal.
That is exactly my goal as well. Looking forward to doing some parks with it. I did a bunch of FT8 in the last couple of months, rounded out of the DXCC and the work all states and all that. But yeah, this is like the bigger version of that, you know, doing real PWs. So I'm stoked to get into it. And just for that reason, I'm looking forward to doing parks with it. I've got a really cool iambic key that I got from a guy that I found through an ICOM posted, actually. I was like, oh my God, what is that key? I gotta have it. And found out this guy actually builds them himself, CNCs them. He's a machinist, and it showed up a couple days ago, and the quality's incredible. So I'm pretty excited to use it. And yeah, that is exactly what I'm looking to do. I want to do park activations with CW for just the reason you said. It's the most portable, and it is peaceful. I mean, doing FT8. Parks is pretty peaceful because the pileups aren't as bad, at least audibly, but I think with CW it would be even more fun. KZHAF.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't activated FT8 because I just have this, I don't know if it's because I work in IT or what, but I just cannot bring myself to bring a computer to the field. Like, I don't want to associate radio with computers any more than I already have to. But I usually activate phone, and it's hit or miss, right? Like, if the bands are great, phone's crazy, and you're just getting pileups like no other. Like, I think the most contact I had in an activation was, like, 150 on 20 meters with an 891 and a 20-meter hamstick in the bed of my pickup truck. And it was nuts, but it was so much fun. Like, I was literally, like, cottonmouth, like, tired. I was slurring my words because I was talking so much. But then there's a flip side of that where the last time I went out, I went to Bald Mountain with a bunch of the guys, and it took me like an hour to scratch out 10 contacts because the bands were so bad, and I was using NFET half-wave tuned for 40 meters, and it was up like 40 feet up in the air, and I was struggling. So I think CW would just help you punch through that, and you'll be able to, you know, take your time, get your contacts, and enjoy yourself a lot more.
100% agree. I am also in IT and completely against using computers and ham radio. I just don't really have any interest in the real, you know, digital modes and DMR, quite honestly. It just doesn't interest me at all because I already have Teams, and I was going to say Skype, but they officially shut that down two days ago. But, you know, with FT8, you're still doing RF, you're just encoding it on each end of the computer, but still, I'm with you. I wanted to do it for the extra reach over the winter to round out the DXCC. I've got an input half-wave as well, and I've got a dipole. I kind of switch back and forth between them for HF, and they give me 3/4 away across the country, and I got probably, I don't know, 65, 70 of the countries that I got that set up, and worked out pretty well for me. But definitely with CW, the bandwidth of what you're sending is so much smaller than sideband that you get a lot more range with it, so with a lot less power. So looking forward to that. Hey, man, listen, great to talk to you. I just pulled up to the house, so I'm about to head in here and go start parting of the next section of this bike back together, but I'm sure I'll talk to you again.
All right, man. Yeah, good catching out here. We'll talk soon, and have a good night at ADBF.
You as well. KZHAF clear.
Not home yet, Dakota. KZHAF.
No, I've been home for a bit, just hanging out at the desk here.
I got you. I'm like
5 minutes out. I had to pick up a weatherproof box from a coworker. He's not going to be around for the next 2 days, so I had to grab it from him for a project for tomorrow.
What time do you usually start your day?
Well, it depends on where I have to be. So I try to be on the road between 7:30 and 8, and then I work till whenever work is done kind of thing. Try to grab the overtime where I can.
All right, so yeah, you put some time in.
I hit the office about 9 o'clock this morning. My first appointment wasn't until noon in Detroit, so I ended up going to 25 events. I get some dropped off some paperwork to be signed, and then left there and hit downtown about 12, sat there till about 3. There's an advance back and forth between IT and automation systems, my project manager, another technician on the line, and a bunch of other people to do my part to leave at 3 o'clock, and I ended up in Ann Arbor to take care of that, south over here in Riley.
That's a long day.
Yeah, tomorrow I got to be in Pontiac to rewire a card reader in an intercom box that was ripped. Actually, the whole post was ripped from its mount because the salt truck decided to leave the bucket up and took out my $10,000 aerial stand.
So who's eating that cost?
I'm not sure who the customer paid to have it redone and all new aerial put up there. I mean, the cable is still good from the building to the post, but when he hit it, he literally just ripped the post from his mouth. And then they put it back up and then run all new aerial. I got to put an 18-6, an 18-4, and 2-18-2 all direct burial across it. So I just got to wire it all back up, make it work again.
You guys keep pretty busy then, don't you?
Yep, and then from that windstorm we had over the weekend, I was in Southfield at another big site, and they have parking lot cameras, 360s with the, bridge, wireless bridge, and a mesh going back to the building. Well, the aluminum base cracked, and the whole light pole came down. My power supply, my 360-degree camera, and all the wireless transmitters and the network boxes and stuff all came tumbling down.
Would you say you're like a 50-50 split on repairs versus fresh installs, or you spend more time doing repairs?
Troubleshooting, 5% repair, and 5%, I guess you could say installs or whatever. You know, if I got to pull in the cable, I'll pull in the cable as long as it's not aerial or anything like that. But I'll pull a reader over to another side of a door and drop it down the wall, no problem. But I do mostly repairs and troubleshooting.
Have I ever told you how much I hate pulling cable?
Yeah, I don't do that much of it anymore. I think the last major cable stuff I did was maybe 2 years ago, where I had to, probably about 400 or 500 feet. I had to pull down through a pipe and reroute it and bring it back up, back into the controllers on the floor above because they were redoing the whole ceiling grid. And then all of a sudden, 3 days later, my rotator cuff tears. So, don't do that much. Oh, no, wait. Me and Brad just did the... I bought a 200-foot, 300-foot run up in Petoskey. That was all Cat 6 direct burial.
I was going to say, I thought you just did one, but, yeah, I don't do much anymore either, but if I do, I hate doing it.
I have to go oversee at Comcast and install at our CEO's house tomorrow while he's out of town. And I have to tell them where to put the wire, and they don't bury it the day they're there, so then he's going to have wire laying there. It's just, I'm just not looking for it. I hate structural low voltage.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't like doing outside stuff. The one that Brad and I did up in Petoskey, it was, we had a lot of J-hooks, so we just pulled it around the J-hooks and got it. So it was like right around the perimeter wall and just all around and across. And the hardest part was going up and through the pipe into the MDF room and getting behind that HVAC unit and bringing it down and then running it along the rack. That was just laying it there, then fly wrapping as we went. But, it only took us maybe, what, 4 hours, 4.5 hours?
If you're pulling cable with two guys, it's always way better than doing it by yourself. That's what really kills me, is when I got to pull cable alone. But don't pull it, I'll terminate it all day. I don't mind that.
Yeah, usually we'll have somebody pull it, and then I'll do the termination, because I know where everything needs to go. But alas, I have arrived at my final destination, and my dog is licking the window.
All right, man. Give that window licker some love, and I'm sure I'll talk to you tomorrow. NADVF.
Sounds good. Have a good night. 73 Talk on the Flip. KCHKJO.
Good evening, 20, 100 hours, mostly cloudy, 60 degrees.
Believe it or not, 9 mile and 94 heading home.
Roger. How was your trip?
It was good as always. They got us extremely well. Thank you.
repeaters you got down there, Sean, and he doesn't have one he can get into?
Yeah, Wally, I don't know what the hell's going on, but you ain't making the 2-6. From where you're at, you should be.
I'm right at 696 and 94. Now that's not right.
Here's smoke. Tell me about it. Yeah, you're not far at all. Try UMP.
Good evening. 21 hours. Mostly clear. 58.
Are they on high power? Is it self or no?
Yeah, a lot of popcorn for where you're at. Shouldn't be, you should be full quieting. How are you on the UMP?
NAKPP on the UMP.
All right, well, you're almost full quieting there, so. I don't know, I've had two or three things that have lead me to believe there might be something going on with the receiver.
You're down with you,
you're down with
turf for it, right? I mean, what's it only got to go about 5-6 miles to the west?
Yeah, you ain't that far. What was that? UMP what?
Who's down with UMP? Yeah, you know me. Who's down with UMP? How's the whole
thing? There, take that double twice in a row. And now there's
okay. Okay, so on my popcorn freak? You're fine.
Alright. I take it by Jeff's remark. I upset it something. It wasn't me. You doubled with Fred twice in a row. Go ahead. I'm going to hand it to Jeff. And if Fred was there, I'm sorry.
No, I have to take it, Wally.
Anyhow, where the hell were you, St. Louis?
Yeah, right by the airport. We go once a year whether we need it or not.
Johnny handed it to me. Well, why did you jump in there?
Because you took it, said something about having it twice, and then you were done.
No, I didn't say I had it twice. I said he doubled with Fred twice. And then I said, why do I have to take it, Wally? Why do you hand it to me? Why do I have to take it? So that's what was said. Anyway.
That's right, and that was your turn. Now wait your turn.
Hello? Can I get in here from space? Hello?
Did you see Don's space escapade this afternoon?
Surprised he didn't get tased.
Yeah, I seen that. The Popo wanted to talk to him. Time three.
Don't they know he's like a captain or some crap?
Clearly, they don't subscribe to his space camp.
Who belongs to the space camp? How dare they? Don't they know he's a captain or some crap? Come on now. They need to respect him. He's a captain.
Well, they did in the end. He chuckled about it and left.
Well, I'm sitting outside getting fresh air for another 40 minutes.
because I try to at least get an hour or so of reflection time outside, relaxing after a long day of work. Let's see if I got this. So, Sean, just that video that's on Discord, I caught bits and pieces of it on the plane, but I didn't get enough of a signal to watch it. Is that what you guys are talking about?
Yeah, Don was trying at a pass at one of the birds, and somebody called the police on him. So they showed up, and three or four cars showed up to find out what the guy was doing. When he explained it, they just pretty much left.
Okay, you guys are messing me all up with this rotation thing. So did he get labeled as a creeper?
No, I don't even think they asked him for any ID. I think they just kind of saw what he was doing and took off. So there you go. No First Amendment auditing necessary.
Man, he should have went all YouTube on him. What do you think, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm ordering some food here at Arby's, but he did. It's on YouTube. Doesn't show very much the cops, but you can see in the background. I'll be back. Keep it a stubber.
Boy, that truck I just drove by smells like he ran over a skunk.
I thought that was the whole point of being in Macomb, is everything smells like weed. Don't you guys like the weed hillbilly capital of Michigan now?
I don't know. Hazel Park's got a lot. They're over in Oakland.
Fred, are you still with us?
Who's on Echo Link?
That'd be KFAAYL 10. I was just trying it out, because I'm up in the west end of the UP, and I was just listening in.
All righty. Well, hopefully it works for you. There's other ways you can do it, too, depending on the kind of phone you got. You can save that for later, but Echo Link audio is generally kind of mediocre. But, yeah, it doesn't have your call there, so I don't know. There's usually a call shows up on the Echo Link folks, I think. Maybe not. I can't remember.
Yeah, we know how much you're a fan of the Echo Link.
About as much of a fan as Fred is of the Broadcast Society. Oh, shit, I didn't say it out loud, did I?
I'm going to try your Richmond repeater. NAKKCP. The new Baltimore exit on the Richmond repeater.
There you go. Sounds like you pretty much made it home. Good for you.
I did. Gonna go home and see if the wife did my laundry. So the other day when I was talking about her, she was listening in, and she never listens in, but she repeated back everything I said, including my lawnmower joke.
Now that's funny.
Oh my God, is that a hoe on Echo Link?
Hmm.
If you got it, you might as well flaunt it.
It's handy.
How is that going to stretch your eye? I might have to learn
an ice cube tray.
It
got brought up
ice cube set thing on
copper.
Saturday.
It goes right over the
loaded
lips of a case of beer.
Two things I don't have for
trade. Might as well make it a quadruple.
Right over the top of it is one piece to keep your long necks ice cold like the Rockies.
The way they should be.
Yeah. What he said.
Okay, I'm getting out of here. Gonna finish watching what I'm watching. Not sure I like what I'm watching, but I'm committed. How long? 27:40 in with 20 minutes to go. The jury's still out. W8FU.
I'm going to further up here. Your professional tower up here is all nice and secure. Driving by it now. You guys have a good night. I shall chat again later. I'll give you a call in the morning, Sean, if you need any help with any of these projects. I noticed one of them was out of service. N8KPP.
I'll jump back in for one sec here. So tomorrow I'm going to be locked to the shop. I've got everybody in training. So it's just going to be me, the installer, and the guy who's retiring. So we're going to try to hold things down because everybody else is in training. If I can, I've got some work to bench work to do. I've got the new P25 machine, and then I've got I got to tune up a duplexer and the replacement GMRS machine. That's probably going to be the first order of business to get that thing back up and online, and then I can focus on getting the new P25 machine done. So we'll see. If I got any time at all, I'll be locked down at the shop. So you're welcome to stop in there, but I won't be able to get away. W8FU.
Sean, what did you end up finding to replace it? I didn't really come up with anything for you, I guess.
So we can finally fix this trap?
I have a TK-820 Kenwood that was surplus to my needs. It just sits around. I did it up on a snap repair, and I was going to dump it. And Phil has the old programming interface for it, so I ran it over there today. And we put it back on in the commercial band at GMRS, so that one's all tuned up on it. I just got to tweak the duplexer a little bit and interface the All-Star, and then that one will be ready to go. Then I'm done with it. That's what's gonna be it.
Yeah, but the cable, what was the interface? Because, I mean, if we can make it easy enough for TJ's just going to plug the damn thing in.
No, I'm talking GMRS repeater, Fred. He's replacing the GMRS repeater they pulled the Quantar out with.
I understand that, but that Quantar had an analog USB audio interface on it.
Exactly. So I just have to transfer one of my USB audio interfaces over to the Kenwood and then throw it back online. So I just got to interface it. Should be pretty easy. Tweak the duplexer and then that should be back online. Low-hanging fruit.
then I can move on to the Cisco with the config file and get that, figure out how to get that all interfaced. And now there's no audio interface with that, right? That's just the V.24 off the front to the with the serial cable to the Cisco, right?
Correct. TJ had a Quantar sitting there on 2.15. Oh, whatever the hell PJ's pair was again. So you just needed an audio interface. So if you got one sitting on your Quantar that you're not going to need anymore because it's going to be that 24, we might be able to get PJ's Quantar that's sitting on the analog in downtown back on the network is where I was going. I could give two poops about GMRS. It's a bunch of weirdos anyways.
Why? Okay. We'll have to talk offline about that, but I don't understand why he needs an analog USB interface to get his. Are you talking about for the LTS machine? The 17. I'm sorry, not LTS. The 175, not the P25. That's right.
Right. 4.4.
Yeah, I got that covered. Hell, you got that covered. You got a RMK.
MTR type. You put a Quantar in there, but
a little mobile sitting there doing nothing.
For some reason, Poe jumped in the middle of when you were talking, but yes, LPS is analog UHF machine. It needs a USB audio interface. It's in standalone right now. And then once we get a USB audio interface on it, it'll be back on the network. It's downtown. So I just figured since your Quantar isn't going to need it anymore, maybe it could use it, you know. Quantar's audio interface is looking for a loving home.
Right, I got you. I just wasn't aware what he, the 175, was running for hardware. Yeah, if he's got a hardware, I've got one all done up, ready to go. So, yeah, no problem. We can, you know, he's going to be coming into town to do a lot of things, and we've been talking about a lot of it. So, I mean, the only thing I really got is the MIP-25 project, which I don't think is going to be a thing. So if that's all we got to do, hell, that's easy. So we can, we can get that one back on the air. That'll be nice.
Later, boys and girls.
Get the audio interface put in there. He gets his antenna fixed so it's not a true full of the dipole, and keep it up, sir.
Later, Wally. All right, real good. Well, we'll touch base. We'll figure it out. There's too many projects. You never know which one we're talking about at any given instant in time. I know what I'm talking about. I'm going to get the GMRS one off my plate, out of my hair, so that I can move on, get the MIP-25 UHF going. That'll be my goal. I've got some other stuff to do. I've got to get that noise I got to get on the VHF machine, and now I think I've got some sort of receiver problem on this one. So they're like bratty little kids. They're just always giving you crap.
Just like the users of them. Hey-o.
Oh, man, spreading the love. All right, I'm getting back to what I was doing. W8FU.
What were you doing, Sean? You never did say.
Man, I said down to the minutes. I said I'm 27:40 with 20-some minutes to go into a program that I haven't fully committed to, and I want to get back to it.
Yeah, but you said the jury was out, so are you watching a court case, or, I mean, never mind, I'm going to need supper. Keep it up, Sevier.
I really, really, really enjoyed the series Silo. And somebody said, if you like that, you'll like this. It's called The Eternaut. It's a series on Netflix. It's a Spanish thing. I'm not so sure. Anyhow, I'm a little over halfway through the pilot. And I'd like to finish it. All right, everybody, Lator, W-8-F-U.
So this one time of the year,
here's their big deal.
KAA-UGQ mobile monitoring.
Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 57 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 54 degrees.